am Roland Christie, looking at a kind of a two-sided market here today. We got wheat giving back gains, and then corn trading mixed. Beans had been mixed as well, but right now we're trading a little bit firmer.
Yeah, we're really trading both sides, and I think the big thing is that you look at the forecast, and they're starting to put in a little bit of moisture in for the big I states, right? So it looks to be coming around, like, potentially maybe a swath of it this weekend, and then in day, like, 6 and 7, there looks to be a little bit more as well. And really, when you look at, like, the totals over the two events that they're kind of forecasting, you're looking at somewhere between a half an inch to an inch. And I think that's what the market's looking at right now, is saying, okay, great, these places desperately need the moisture, but a half an inch to an inch is not going to go very far at all with how we've depleted the soil moisture. And so it seems like it's just this whiplash of people trying to decipher, like, how much damage is being done right now, if any damage, right? And I think, you know, when we can see the drought monitor tomorrow, I think the market's going to be looking at that pretty closely to say how much did that light up? How much did we see really, really extend in there? We also know that even though they're calling for a half inch to an inch through the big I states, Indiana and Illinois and Ohio, but they're missing out on a good chunk of Iowa, right? And Iowa seems to be sitting okay. They've gotten some timely moisture here and there. It's really been that Illinois and Indiana that have been the worst off. But it also looks to say that Minnesota really doesn't have a shot over the next 7 days either. Now, with the heat that we have around, you know that you're bringing up some pop-up storms and you're having some short-term relief here and there. But for the most part, the forecast is still not ideal. The big question is, like, you know, doesn't matter if we knock down yield a little bit with the way our demand's going. We really have not drummed up any business down at these levels. I think it's only been like one small private sale in soybeans. Otherwise, it's been very, very quiet. So right now, I think the market is trying to do something with it, but it's been met with sellers quite a bit. The level we're going to focus on right now for December corn is going to be that 551 level to see if we can get up to it. And then beans, really that $12 psychological level, we just can't even get close to it. Anytime we get remotely close to it, you find some selling pressure. I think beans look extremely poor around where we're at. You know, you look at it and it looks like half the field is pretty much planted because the seed is just not germinating. I think that's going to be the bigger story, because it's not just around Alexandria. I'm hearing that from all over the place, that it was planted in dry soil and it just needs something to get going. Now, we got a couple pop-up storms last night and this morning here around Alexandria, so I'm hoping maybe that makes a difference, and we'll have to see how the fields look. But beans look really, really poor around here. And like I said, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns moving forward, demand side of things. We have a crop report on Friday, and it'll be interesting to see if USDA takes any sort of stab at moving off a trendline yield with just how dry it's been. I think a lot of people are possibly leaning towards a small reduction in yield, but once again, our demand has just been pretty lackluster, that it's probably going to be a wash when everything shakes out.
Sure. What I find kind of odd is everybody keeps talking about the weather scare, but it's our new crop months that are leading the old crop months.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it just, you know, like I said, I think people are just saying, hey, if we have a little bit of a production problem, it's not all that bad of a situation. It really isn't. And especially for the corn market, I mean, we got to chew through something some way, somehow, production problem or demand. Otherwise, we're looking at a 2 billion bushel carryout and not as plenty of corn for a while. I think the market's trying to maybe decipher what kind of damage was done in Ukraine with the dam, that you could possibly lose some farm acres there. But I think people are just a little unsure how much damage will be done by that, and that's going to take a little bit before we know how much flooding occurs from that dam destruction.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock side, what's happening there?
Yeah, livestock, when you look at the cattle markets, trying to build off initial support once again today, especially live cattle. I mean, what you look at the chart on live cattle, and I mean, what a chart. You're breaking through that 2 standard deviations to the top side with power. Really, we know that the cash trade is driving it. We know that there's some holes there. when you look at feeder cattle. Not quite as big of a move, but definitely, you know, still seeing this power come through, making new highs once again today. We're just not quite off that two standard deviation away from trend line like we are in live cattle. Hogs have made a solid comeback for the last little bit, but really the comeback that they've came through, we're up against some key resistance and retracement price counts that we're struggling to a degree there.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Yeah, if you are holding old crop corn, there is a very large inverse from July to September. And we know in the next couple of weeks that elevators, if they haven't started to make that process, will be making that process to move off of September futures. And, you know, typically in the past, they've came and they've made up a good chunk of that inverse with basis improvements. But when you're looking at a change from July to September with 81 cents of inverse to make up in basis, I just don't know if an elevator is going to be able to do that. So that is something to be very, very cautious over the next couple of weeks. If you're close to pulling the trigger on corn, it's probably worth it to do it and just buy a September call. I'm not sure you really need to, but if you do think you are still bullish, to buy that September call because that's such a discounted price compared to July.
Very good. Appreciate it, Christy. Thank